News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, anchoring away Mr. Rob Center, a fabulous producer in every way. We do appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, we're talking to a student from the Lewisburg Area High School. Good morning, Sophia. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. This is an important topic that's got to be brought up. Please say your last name for me so I don't mess that up at all.
It's Juan.
Juan. Okay, so we'll get that right now. Thank you very much. And you have been talking about and doing some work at school, particularly last year, but some of it this year, about the Latino community and stereotypes. First of all, why is this of interest to you?
It's of interest to me because I'm actually Latino myself, and so this is just really important to me because this community is just not getting the recognition it deserves.
I imagine there might be some irritation when you watch a movie or you see something depicted in the news, and it shows the Latino community in either just an inaccurate light or even in a negative light. What are signs and symptoms of that inadequacy in media?
The media just seems to really be showing the Latino community as stereotypes. So I found that a lot of media is showing them through, like, being involved with crime. They're also just really showing them as maids, and that's just not what the community all is about. There's so much more to it.
All right. So what is the work that you have done? Why did you do that research? And tell us more about what you found out.
So I found out that the Latino community makes up 17% of our U.S. population. They're actually the youngest ethnic group in the U.S., with 60% of the population being under 35. And with that being said, like, the Latino ethnic group is a really young population. So because of them being so young, they're actually a really big contributor to media, like TV shows and films. For example, they actually buy 25% of all movie tickets, but they're just being misrepresented through the media. Just for years, since the 1900s, they've been represented through stereotypes. Like I said, they've been represented linked to crime. Since, like, 1996, 69% of media maids are Latina in TV and films. As long as the Latino population continues to grow and the Latino consumer numbers grow, the Latino media shrinks, which that's what it creates, the Latino media gap.
And if we were going to accurately depict the Latino community, where would they be portrayed? Everywhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, the media is not only lacking Latinos in front of the camera, but it's also just lacking, like, off the camera. So, like, they're lacking Latinos in writers, directors, executive producers. So it's kind of just, like, everywhere. And, I mean, this, like I said, this community is so much more to this. And, like, they don't deserve to be represented through stereotypes. And it's not just Latino community. I mean, we could talk about, like, any other race, and I feel like any other race is not being represented like it should be.
Are there, when we talk media, incidentally, we're talking news depictions or television programs like dramas and so on, or movies at the movie theater?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking kind of it all. I mean, my research was specifically about TVs and films, but I say you could broaden it and say that they're being misrepresented through the news, too.
Okay, so things weren't necessarily accurate in the news business. Now, what could be solutions? Tell us what would be ideal if we were going to portray the Latino community accurately.
Well, a lot of people believe that only film directors can have solve these issues, but as the media audience, we can reward programs that feature diverse characters and stuff, just by giving them high ratings and stuff, and really showing support for all the diversity in films and TVs.
All right, and what will you be doing? You did some of this research. What was the purpose of the research, and what are the outcomes?
I was actually assigned this assignment last year in school. We had to just research a topic that we were passionate about and just find everything into it and kind of do something about it. I made a poster and posted it in my school. So that was the assignment, but I definitely found this interesting, and I wanted to look more into it, and I've just been looking more into it and just really paying attention to kind of what I watch as movies and just really supporting those that show diversity.
Are you a senior at this point in school?
I'm a junior.
A junior, okay. Is this something that you think that could be a collegiate study for you later?
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely something that I'm interested in.
Okay, so yes, certainly ethnic and race studies is a growing issue, particularly as we try to right attitudes and deliverables from media and so on. What should everyone do? I talked a little bit about what you did and what the media can do, but what can all of us do?
We can all just focus and really support and give high ratings to those films that show diversity, and just really, that might not seem like a lot, but it's really doing something, because it's showing those people behind the media what we as a community, as everyone, wants to see diversity.
What happens if we do continue with stereotypes? What is lost if we're stuck on stereotypes rather than more accurate depictions?
I mean, because you see stereotypes everywhere. I mean, it's not just on TV, and it's on the news. It's kind of become really everywhere. Social media is just really neglecting to properly represent these ethnic groups, and just it has a huge impact on how people view these groups, kind of just as stereotypes, and that's what's being lost. Just everyone is not getting to know these people, and it's not right. These ethnic groups are so unique in their own ways, and they're just so important, and that's what makes the world so great. And people aren't seeing that.
Do you find this to be a personal disappointment when you see the media gap not really getting any better from year to year?
I mean, this community is so much more, and it's just, it personally hurts that people aren't seeing what I see.
And in social media, what is the shortcoming there? You mentioned that has a way to go also. What aren't you seeing on social media that we should?
I think that people are just sending, and like I said, it's not just Latino community. It's kind of all races right now. I know, as an example for... ever since 9/11, people have just been really misrepresenting the Muslim community, and maybe through social media you'll see just hate towards people who identify with these certain ethnic groups, and that's not right, because people are seeing things that are influencing their opinions on these people, they're stereotypes. They don't know these people.
Are we seeing any positive depictions of members of the Latino community? Are there any breakthrough artists or actors or professionals or lawyers or people on the Supreme Court?
There are. Since a while ago, there have been rise in the Latino community. For example, I know Sofia Vergara is very successful. There are rises in the community, but I just think that there could be more.
Right, we got a long way to go. All right, is there any go-to place for more information if I want to monitor this or study it or just to pay attention?
I found there's a really good document out there. It's called the Latino Media Gap. Someone did a huge study on it, and if you can just search up the Latino Media Gap online, it should take you. It's like a document that you download that is very long and informative. If you just read that, it has basically everything that you need to know.
All right. Well, please keep us informed. Consider yourself a correspondent to keep us up to date on this. Tell us about additional future successes and failures. Future check-ins don't have to be a full 10 minutes long. We'd love to see you in person, too. Bring some of your good instructors or parents here so that we can get an even greater glimpse at this. We think it's really got to be brought up and talked about. Thank you so much, Sofia.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yep, very much appreciated. Sofia Juan is a junior at the Lewisburg High School, talking about why she is somewhat disappointed in the media portrayals of the Latino community, the media gap, which is the word that describes that. But she did identify some solutions that involve us and various media, TV, and movie companies and so on. So we will pay attention to that. We appreciate her checking in today. Thank you, Sofia.